Kof Elul, Monday the 11th of September, Dayan David Kohn, Mekach Toos.
Morning. Morning. Let me share with you a Mais Shehoyo. A Mais Shehoyo in one of the cities in the world, without going into specifics. It's the following case. Something could easily happen to any one of us, and let's try and work it out together. What would be the din? Right. So the following situation happened. Somebody went into a Moichas Sforim because they had a special offer reduction in price, and they wanted to buy some machzorim for a close relative of theirs. So they ordered it, went in there, special thing, special price, yes please, I'll take this machzor, and here's the name of my grandchild, I would like it to be embossed on the machzorim. Fine, write out the name was written out, came to pick it up, thank you very much, phoned up, yes, it's ready, after a few days, and all beautifully wrapped up, they take it home. 2 months later, when it comes to the special occasion that it was bought for, so the person who bought the machzorim, the grandparent, opens the paper and sees it's Nusach Sfad. So they wanted Nusach Ashkenaz. Yes, it could be the other way around. If you're Nusach Sfad, so change the Shaila the other way around. Yes? So that was the Shaila that was asked. And so now they turned around to the Moichas Sforim and said, I don't understand what's going on here. So the owner of the shop said, look, I wasn't there at the time, but we always ask, do you want Ashkenaz or do you want Sfad? So the person who bought it said, nobody asked me anything. Didn't ask me anything, he said. Nothing that was asked at all. So they went to ask the person who was serving in the shop, and he said, look, I can't remember this particular case, but I always ask, because how else am I supposed to know what to give them, Ashkenaz or Sfad? The only thing I can think of is that the purchaser came into the shop, looked around, pulled something off the shelf and said, this, I'd like this for my grandchild, and here's the name. So they asked the person who bought the machzorim, and they said, nobody asked me anything. I didn't touch anything on the shelf. I came in and I said, you've got a special offer on these machzorim. I'd like these machzorim, please, for my grandchild, and here is the name. It didn't occur to me because, they said, I am Nusach Ashkenaz. I grew up all my life in a circle of Nusach Ashkenaz. I walked into and I bought an art scroll. I bought an art scroll machzorim. Didn't occur to me for a moment that had they asked me, I'd have told them, of course, Ashkenaz. Nobody asked me at all, and therefore I would like to return it. What's the din? Who is the one? What's the din? Does the person who bought it have the right to return it? Does the shop owner, can the shop owner say, look, it's really up to you. You should have specified what it is that you wanted. And what do we do with a machzor which is embossed with a name in it, on it, that you can no longer remove? What do you do? Who has to carry the can, as they say? Yes? Who has to carry the can? Sorry?
The salesman must ask the salesman.
No. So it's like this. The salesperson said, we always ask, because otherwise, how are we supposed to know? And the person who bought it said, nobody asked me anything. The very first time that I handled these machzorim was when it was handed to me with the names already embossed on the machzorim. So who has to, who's, it's definitely for Falun. The question is, for Falun for who? For Falun for who? Who has to carry the responsibility? Do you think it's the buyer's fault?
So do I. He didn't say what he wants to buy. It's buyer's only. He didn't say specify. And he's going to be a mic. How can it be the shop of yours fault?
So here, one thing says it's the buyer's fault. I'm choshes you've got shares in the Moichas Forum. And somebody else says Hamoitzi Mechavei Levaraya. Now Hamoitzi Mechavei Levaraya is a very interesting. First of all, that's the first thing to notice is that the person has bought it. Oh, we have a pshara, half half. Which half of the machzorim should it return? So we'll have to see over here. So the thing is like this. On the one hand, certainly the purchaser has paid already, and the purchaser is coming along with the tviya saying, these are the wrong machzorim. So it would seem it's a situation on Moitzi Mechavei Levaraya. The thing is like this. We have in Shulchan Aruch the following case. We have in Siman Ein Hei, Siftes. So it's based on the Gemara in Bav Metzia. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Monali biyotcha. Somebody who comes, Reuven says to Shimon, you've got a mona of mine. Shehil visicho, either because I borrowed it, either because I lent it to you. Oishif kati biyotcha, or I deposited it with you for safekeeping. Vahaloy oime. And Shimon answers and says, Eini yodea. I'll be absolutely honest. I just don't know. Imhil visoni. I don't know if you lent me money. Oi, imifkat tobiyodi. Could have been it was a long time ago. I don't know at all. I'll be absolutely honest with you. I won't say no because I just don't remember. And I won't say yes because I also don't remember. What's the din? What's the din? What's going to be the din? So Hamoitzi Mechavei Levaraya, but Bori Veshemo, the person is asking is saying Bori. He's saying for sure, I know that I lent you money. I know that I deposited money with you. You don't remember. I'm a Bori or a Shema. On the other hand, a Bori and a Shema Lahoitzi, so the din is that you can't be Moitzi and din. But Yeshova, the din is, Yeshova Heses She'eni Yodea. You've got to make a shvud rabbonon that you don't know. So it's a form of kofer hakoil. You don't know, so you've got to make a shvud. You can't just say, I don't know, shrug your shoulders and walk off. You've got to make a shvud that you don't know. And upata. But, vimbo lotse yidei shomayim. But if you want to be yotse yidei shomayim, then yishalim. You've got to pay. Now, very interesting. In Bar it says Dishman, there's another Loshan, in fact, coming from the Gemara, Vimroitse, it says Yideshomayim. Then Chayev Lishalim. The Shach says, Chayev Lotseis Yideshomayim. So which one is it? Is it in Bar? Is it in Roitse? Or is it Chayev Lotseis Yideshomayim? There's Yesod like this. What is this concept of the Adam Yopata? They tell you, you know, Lotseis Yideshomayim, you're Chayev. So please, Rebbe, tell me, am I chayev, am I potter? What is this chiv lotzeis yidei shomayim? Well, that's what it means, surely. How does that work? How does that work? So the thing's like this. I once had a situation where somebody said to me that I owe them money and that there was some bill that hadn't been paid, and I honestly didn't remember, but this person was absolutely certain. I went to ask my Rebbe, Rav Nissim Kovelitz Shlita, and I asked him, I said to him, what do I do in that situation? So he said to me, look, if you believe him, he's an honest person, he's the type of person who wouldn't stand, come up to you and say, you owe me £100 and you haven't paid me back. So then, although there's a din of Hamoitzi Mechaveiro Lo Haraya, if he hasn't got a proof, he can't be Moitzi in din. Because otherwise, there's no cue to the oilon. Because everybody, but I don't know. I don't know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, they are sure. So therefore, mitzad the din, you can't have a situation where everybody, so people who want to extract money from people, walk up to honest people and say to them, you owe me money. Don't you remember 17 years ago, I lent you money and you don't, etc. And somebody says, oh, I'll tell you the honest truth, I don't know. Come on, pay up. You can't have that situation. Therefore, there's a din in Beis Din. Beis Din can't be Moitzi Momon without a raya. Hamoitzi Mechaveo Lo Haraya. But if mitzad, the Issa Ve'eta Shaboy, somebody is honest, and you know that they're an honest person, and you would believe them, you'd eat their food in their home, and you believe them in every way, they're kashrus and everything else, and therefore they tell you, listen, I lent you money, and you didn't pay back. If I know I did pay back, then finish, I'm terribly sorry. I know I paid you back, maybe you forgot. But if I don't remember, and they do remember, so that is what it is, the chiv l'tzeisdei shemaim, and in truth there's a chiv l'tzeisdei shemaim, only Beis Din cannot impose it. So therefore, in such a case over here, there's an interesting case where the person who's buying says, I know that nobody asked me. Nobody asked me whether I want Ashkenaz or Sfat. The shopkeeper says, I just don't remember. I serve so many customers, I can't remember what happened in this particular case. And in fact, this case is a little worse, because the tzvia is against the shopkeeper, not against the person who was serving. And the person who was the shopkeeper, they weren't there at all. So they're not in a position to say one way or another. All they can say is, I can only ask my employee. So therefore, the din is that chiv l'tzeisdei shemayim, there certainly is, even if there's no chiv l'tzeisdei odom, because somebody who's ne'eman says, I know for sure nobody asked me. But possibly, this case could be even more severe against the Moichas Sfarim. Why? Because there's a case over here in the same Siftes, Mona li biyodcha, next case. Somebody says, you owe me a mona, shehil visicho, I lent it to you, shifkati biyodcha, well, I deposited with you for safekeeping. And the response is, yodea ani shehil visoni mona, yes, I do remember that you lent me a money. You lent me a mona. Oy shifkato, it's lio, you left me a mona for safekeeping, but I don't remember, I don't know. If I gave it back, imlav, if not. Now this case, there's no question about it. The purchaser paid. They paid on the spot, and it was ordered, and it had to be sent off to be embossed. So the money's been paid. So the Moichas Sfarim says, I know you've paid. Now the question is, have I delivered you the goods that you rightfully asked for, that you had ordered? So possibly this case is worse. The Moichas is holding the money. And maybe you say, therefore, Amitzim Chavel of Horaya, because the purchaser wants to ask for these, to return them and to ask for new ones, basically, to be made and to start again. So that's a Moitzi situation. On the other hand, there is a situation of Sofik. There's no question about it. Machzorim were paid for, and were the machzorim that were rightfully asked for, were they delivered? Now, of course, the person who bought the machzorim, it would have been much more sensible, and this would have saved everybody a lot of grief, had they said, clearly, I want Ashkenaz, please, Ashkenaz is what I'm ordering, take a receipt, you've ordered Ashkenaz, this is the name, this is the spelling, that's the way to do it. But of course, if everyone behaved like this, then the Dayanim would be able to sit and learn. Right? We'd have no problem, we wouldn't be able to, wouldn't have to sit in the Beis Din. But Beis Din cases always come because things aren't done in an orderly fashion. The person who's selling definitely has to ask, what do you want? And more than that, there's even a case for saying, when did the damage, when was the real nub of the shaila, when did that happen? Did that happen when the purchaser took the machzorim home? Did it happen when they paid? Or when? When did they happen? When is the moment of shaila? The moment they unwrapped it, that's the moment that the shaila became apparent. But when did the shaila really happen? Oh, when
he took it out and should have asked which one
he wanted. At that point, no trouble. The problem hadn't happened when it was taken out of the shelf.
Should have asked, what did he want?
So they should have, certainly, but the point where the real trouble happened was... No. When it was embossed. At that point it was embossed. So what happened is, the koineh paid for the machzorim. Fine. At this point in time, so now the Moichas Sfarim has got to send these machzorim off, or do them himself, whatever happens, and now you have to know, do I take the Ashkenaz, or do I take the Sfad set? At that point, the Moichas has got no right to continue, to proceed, without having clarity. So at that point, if you like, the Moichas has been mazik, so to speak, his set of machzorim, because no kinyan's been made on one set rather than the other set, he has, retrospectively, it is apparent that he has been damaged, his own machzorim, because at that point he should have said, well, what have I got instructions for? Ashkenaz or Svarad. So at that point, that's when the damage was done. Whatever happened after that may be seen as purely consequential. But the point of the damage was the Mocha who embossed Machzorim without having a mandate for Ashkenaz or Sfad. Of course the person who's buying should have made it clear and should have retained proof and shouldn't have walked out of the shop without checking what it is that he bought. But the moment of damage, Lechaira, is, and therefore there's a great mockum to say that really the Mocha is the one who has received the money and cannot prove that he has supplied the goods that were requested, and therefore there's a great mockum at Lechaira, just to be Mechayev the Mocha B'dini Odom, but certainly B'dini Shomayim he would be Chayev, but even B'dini Odom he has to make a Shavua. Can the Mocha make a Shavua? No. Who can make a Shavua? Only the person who's working in the shop. And the person who's working in the shop can't make a shvua because he's not the Baal Dovo. He may be the Baal Dovo, the Baal Din of a different Din Torah between the shop owner and because maybe he was the one who was Mazik, his employer. But on the Shaila about the Machzorim between the Koine and the Moicha, so only the Moicha is the one who can make the shvua, the Tevi is against him. And he's not in a position to make a shvua. And therefore, if he can't make a Shavua, even if we say that Lemaisa, the Koine, is now the Moitzi, because he wants to demand a new set of Machzorim, nonetheless, the Moicha is not in a position to make a Shavua that would save him from the Tzviya of Bori V'Shemo. So Bori V'Shemo, we don't say Bori V'Shemo, Bori Odiv to be Moitzi Momoin, but you've got to make a Shavua, Heses Midrabon, you've got to make a Shavua, and the Moicha is not in a position, he wasn't there at the time, to be able to make a Shavua, and therefore, certainly, the Chayu, there's going to be a Chiyu B'dei Odom. This gives you the complexity, gives you, it opens your mind to this type of thing.
Moicha took it off the shelf.
Yeah, correct. Had the Lokeach taken it off the shelf and said, please, this is a lovely set of machzorim for my grandchild, please would you emboss it? Still, the Moicha, there's a din of Ashavas Aveda, to say to the Koine, are you sure you got the right ones? You want the Sukhsvad? Is that what you want? In which case, but even if the Moicha hadn't done it, if the Lekech had taken it off the shelf and hadn't realized, at that point it's not up to the person serving in the shop or the Moicha to say, not down to them, to say, are you sure you got the right ones? It's the right thing to do to say that, certainly. And I think it's because it's Begeza Shavas Aveda. Shavas Abesa Shavas Aveda is before it happens, yes? So therefore, in that case, that would be the. But Be'etzem, Lechaira, the din is that the Moicha has to replace them and pay for it.
Would it be any difference if there's an area that's, you know, specifically the majority of the stuff would be Sephard, I don't know, something stamped there, like a Sephard or whatever.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Very interesting you asking that, because there is a Gemara in Baal Basra, a famous Gemara, where somebody sold a show. Somebody asked for a show, I'd like to buy a show, and somebody, Gemara in Tzadi Beis, somebody asked to buy a show, and he bought a show. And then he turns out the show is a Nagchen. So the show is a goring show. There's only one thing you can do with it, shecht it. So he says, the Koine says, I bought it to plow with. And the Moicha can say to him, look, this show has wonderful basar, I sold it to be shechted. So the Gemara says it here, the Gemara inside, and the Gemara is here, Paskan, in short, in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Reish Lamed Beis, Siv Chof Gimel, HaMoicha Shoy Lechaveiroi, V'Nimtza Nagchon, somebody who sells, Reuven sells a show to Shimon, and it transpires this show is a goring ox, so it has to be shechted, Im Ein Lechiach. If you cannot prove im kanoi lecharisho, you can't prove from the circumstantial evidence of the sale that it was definitely bought for ploughing, oy leshchita, or the other way around, it's not kagoin. How could it be clear from circumstantial going shu odom shu kaina lezeh lezeh. We're talking about somebody who sometimes buys for this and sometimes buys for that. V'gam ein hoichacha b'domim. You can't make a difference between the value because meat is very expensive, and therefore, even if you buy an animal to shecht it, you're going to pay the top prices. Not just if you're going to use it as a workhorse, as a shon lecharisha. So in that case, the din is that. But if you can't prove it, so then einu mekachtos. Then you can't say afal pi sheharoiv. This is your point. Even though the majority koinim lecharisha, most people buy oxen in order to plow with them. For lo yazlin and bosa ruba, we don't follow roiv lehoitzi miad hamoicha. So there's hamoitzi michavel of oraya. Not just the borean shemot doesn't work, even a roiv won't help you. Avolim adain hamois biad halukeach, but if he hasn't paid yet, then the roiv works, etc., etc. Oh. That's the Gemara. So, maybe over here, in a place where you might say the roiv of people wants nusach spad, and that's what they were supplied. Can you say, in this case over here, he's bought it already, some people buy nusach ashkenaz, some people buy nusach spad, some people buy an animal for charisha, some people buy an animal for tevicha. So therefore, I didn't know what you wanted, and therefore what I sold you was a perfectly respectable item for the money that you paid. Can you say that? This is a question somebody asked me when I posed this question to them. What do you think about the Shai? He said to me, but what about the Gemara in... What about the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Tzadi Beis? What about this din? Is this din applicable here? I sold you a perfectly sensible, good set of machzorim.
Yeah, but he could return the ox because it's not changed, he hasn't.
Oh, but he's not allowed to. He hasn't got the right. The moicha can say it's a sale. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm in the business of selling,
different.
Not taking back. If it's perfectly good. Sorry?
When we hear, the coin is so the show, yes. He knew what he's buying. But it's for him, he just said he wants the mazoyim, and that's it. He didn't look at that.
Same thing with the show. He didn't look what show it was.
He saw a show.
Yeah, but the show that has to be shechted is no good if you want to work with it. It's no good. But I think over here, it isn't applicable because, for the simple reason that... If you put somebody's name on it, this person is either Nusach Ashkenaz or Nusach Sfad.
Yeah.
If they're Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfad is very, very inconvenient for them. They're not going to be able to use it, and vice versa. So therefore, the person that you bought it for with a name on only wants it for one or for the other. So you can't say, I sold you something which is perfectly useful, and therefore, that the somebody who bought it, I as the Moicher, have to ask, what is it this person is? Either Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfad, he can't use it for the other. And therefore, the Chayra, this Gemara, is not relevant at all. And therefore, we couldn't use this. So therefore, I think, the Chayra, I think in that particular case, they came to some arrangement where the Meichas Forim sold it as, took away the name and still left a mark. And they sold it for what they could sell it for. And the Moichas Forim took the loss of the rest of it. But the Kohen said, if you don't manage to sell it at all, then we'll come to some sort of arrangement. But the truth is, I think Shuras Hadin is, the Moicha would have to suffer the loss ultimately, I think, certainly B'dei Shomayim, but I think also B'dei Odom on two accounts. One is that the Sofik happened at the time of the embossing. At that point, the Kohen wasn't yet the Moitzi, and therefore it goes back to that stage possibly, but certainly the Moicha can't make a Shavua, and therefore that would be a situation where they can't make a Shavua, and if they can't make a Shavua, then Bori B'Shemo, Bori Odif, and therefore these situations are, whether you're the Kohen, whether you're the Moicha, it's Kedai to make sure you don't land in that situation. So that's that. I think we've got we've got 5 minutes. I'll maybe just briefly share with you another shaila that came up. Somebody was making a bris, Baruch Hashem, they had a bris, and the moel comes a day before the bris and says, the bris isn't going to be bismanu.
Right.
Baby's got an eye infection, whatever it is. Right. So the father phones up the caterer and says to the caterer, I'm terribly sorry, the moel's just come and he's told me, the bris isn't going to be bismanu. And the caterer says, So, you know, I'm very sorry for you, but there are 200 schnitzels on the way. Yes? And 10 bowls of potato salad, and etc., etc. This is what you ordered, and this is what I've made. So the Shaila is, who's right in this case? The father says, listen, I had no havamina. I didn't know at all. How was I supposed to know? It's down to the mile. He's in charge, and therefore, that's what he's decided, and therefore, why should it be my loss? Why should it be my loss? I made the order. Okay. What would you say? What's the din?
The caterer should know this happened.
Sorry?
The caterer should know this is a normal.
So, one possibility, the caterer should know this type of thing happened.
But what could he do? Even if he doesn't know there's a suffix, he's still got to eat the food.
The caterer should know, not to all of these things.
Right. Well, what should he do? He's going to have the food if the bris will be on time.
What should the poor caterer do? Yes? What's the poor caterer supposed to do?
What's the day of the day of the day?
So you need fish. Yeah? So what happens in this case is, one thing you can be sure, the emotions go high on both sides. So the Baal HaBris, the father says, listen, I've got enough on my cup. It's not my fault. What was I supposed to do? As far as I'm concerned, I was happy to have the bris tomorrow. Well, it's not my fault that the Moyle's got yellow glasses, and etc. Whatever he decides, he's got an eye infection, whatever it might be. And the caterer says, he says, that's it. And the caterer, of course I wanted the bris, but I can't have the bris, so what am I supposed to do with 200 schnitzels? So the freezer, you can say that, but the trouble is that the potato salad doesn't do very well in the... It does, but it doesn't do well when it comes out. So therefore, the question is, what do you do with it? So the din is like this. On the other hand, the caterer says, I've made all these schnitzels. I've worked tremendously hard for you. It's not my fault. You've ordered it, and therefore... The din is like this. The din is like this. Certainly, if the father knew about it and didn't tell the caterer in time, say, if he didn't tell him straight away, or he knew that the moel said, listen, I'm going to have to look at this. I have to see the baby again tomorrow. Then it was up to the father to notify the caterer. Yes. If it was a complete onus, and the father came completely out of the blue, the moel came for a last check, the baby was perfectly all right, and suddenly discovered an eye infection or whatever it might be, and said the bris won't be. So there's a din in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Gimel Sivches, Oman the Uman, somebody who says to a worker, Aseli Dovar Ploini, make such and such for me. Ve'kenu mimcha, I will buy it from you when you've made it. V'asah ha'uman, the uman made it. V'achakach, eino roitz lekachtoi, the purchaser, the client, has changed his mind, doesn't want it. V'hu davosh im lo yikchenu miyad. It's something, if he doesn't take it immediately, yafsid, it's going to go bad, like food. So the din is, chayev is chayev. But the chiyuv is only... because that's what he's ordered, and he is somebody who has been mazmin a poel to work, and the din is that schirus, even through verbal agreement, if you ask somebody to do a job, then that is itself a commitment that you have to keep to. But if it's an oinus, and similarly the other way around, if a poel says he's going to come, and he wakes up with 39 temperature, and he can't come to work, so in that case, he's not responsible for that. And similarly, the same thing. If it's an onus gomor and he couldn't know about it in advance, so he's not chayav at all. So the father, if he no reason to know, the baby was absolutely healthy, the moyels did not suggest the bris wouldn't be bismanoi until he came, and straight away the father told the caterer, in such a case it's an onus, and the father does not have to take the schnitzels, he doesn't have to take anything at all. And in fact, for this reason, caterers in Eretz Yisrael, been here, done that, and as a result, they always make, if you make an order, they make you sign on the dotted line that you're going to, unless you let me know before, whatever it is, a day or a day and a half beforehand, then even if the bris is not bismanoi, then you have to take the food. But otherwise, in principle, the din is, because all you've done is you've asked him to prepare the food, There's only a chiyuv to take it if it wasn't an onus. Well, if it wasn't an onus, there's no chiyuv whatsoever.